Morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday the 10th of October. Couldn't make this up, could you? You couldn't fucking make this up. Those of you know, I'm in Tokyo, took off from London yesterday morning early. Rumours of the typhoon, get to Tokyo, the game's fucking called off. I mean, I've come all this way for fuck all, 5 days for nothing. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know what to do with this. I don't even know where to go with it. So let's just run you through the story so far. BA Lounge, went from the BA Lounge to the departure gate, sat down in the departure gate, sat down next to a massive, great big bloke. And my mate who's into rugby, and I'm not massively into rugby, but I was looking forward to the game. But my mate who's into rugby, who I've come with to do him a favour for this fucktard of a fucking few days now, says to me, do you know who that is next year? Didn't have a clue. He said, that's Nick Easter. And I'd heard the name. I don't know whether it was my mates, they'd heard my mates say it, but then a steady drip of people appeared wanting flipping selfies. And after about the fifth or sixth one of these, I got the ump and I sort of said, what is it with this fucking selfie culture? People always wanting to stick phones in people's faces and take pictures. Sort of didn't say it to anybody, said it sort of out loud so people could hear, but to me, as if I was talking to my mate. Anyway, I didn't think anything of it. So, 15, 20 minutes later, we board the plane, put my case up in the thing, bloke walks past me, stops, says, I didn't like your attitude back there, what you said. I said, sorry? He said, I didn't like your attitude back there. I said, I got a clue what you're on about, mate. He said, The statement you made when I came up to have a selfie with Nick Easter, he said, you made a comment. I said, right. I said, yeah, I did. I said, because it's fucking ridiculous. I said, can't you let people be? And he said, he's an England player, I just want to have a... I said, oh, behave yourself, mate. I said, you're a fucking grown man. I mean, let's be honest about it. Fucking selfies for grown people. What is the matter? Are you running around trying to have a fucking picture with people? So we had a row in the middle of the fucking plane before we'd even taken off. Beautiful. That's the way it goes. So then got to Tokyo. I've got a Japan rail pass to pick up. And the office to pick it up is shut. So I couldn't get out the airport because I needed to pick this up. And I sat there. So I thought, we're going to get a coffee. So my mate's in the coffee queue. I thought, I'll just FaceTime Sam, let him know I'm here and all safe. So I did that. And I'm talking to Sam FaceTime loudspeaker in this coffee shop. And a fucking other bloke comes up and gives me a bollocking. Tells me apparently it's not etiquette, not culture to use speaker phones. Don't use the phones in public places and on public transport. And don't use a speaker phone at all. And gave me a fucking bollocking for that. So I've got my pass, made it to the hotel, the rugby's off. There's going to be a lot more stories from this trip that I can assure you, but for now I'm going to go on the recommendation of Neil, FTS member Neil. I'm going to go to the 35 Steps Bistro, I'm going to have a few beers, I'm going to have something to eat, and I'm going to see what the next few days hold. Tomorrow it's a little bullet train ride to Osaka. I've got no football or bets today. We had the first half goal in Brazil yesterday, but I've got nothing for you today. Again, apologies if this comes out a bit quiet. I forgot the cable to the microphone. But yeah, what a complete and utter fuck-ass of a trip so far. Let's see what it has in store. I will report back, FTS community.